Well, Joe, let's have an update on the injury first, I suppose, if we can. Awful luck for you, but how is that knee?
It's coming on really well, so it is at the minute. It was 6 weeks ago from the operation today, so going, that's going really well, and I think that with the physio is making progress with it, so I'm really happy with it at the minute.
What about Baldwin? Because he's had a very similar injury. He's recently come back. Can he give you words of encouragement? Can he tell you what to expect? Can he be a bit of a shoulder for you at times?
Yes, that from the day I done it, he texted me and he was telling me he was just saying to me about good luck and stuff. No, because I had to go and see the consultant in London, and then as soon as he heard that what I had done, he was first to text me and say if you need anything, give me a shout. You know where I am, and he's been really great. And it's just I'm looking at him now, the way he has come on, he's just played a game there, and I heard he was outstanding. So it gives me a big boost, you know, to get the head down and work hard and get back to being bigger and fitter and stronger.
Yeah, that must be a bit of an inspiration for you as well. And also, I guess, someone that you can bounce things off. If you're feeling a certain way one day, you can ask him if he went through the same thing. So you're not on your own, if you like.
Oh, no, definitely not. I would ask him, every different day, I would say, Tom, did your knee do this? Do you have this here? Have you any feeling there? And it's just he's been brilliant, because I'm sure I'm probably putting his head away, but obviously, he just wants to help me as much as anybody, you know?
Yeah, which is great to have. Just tell me how it's been generally before you picked up the injury, Joe. How's it been for you settling in England and settling in Peterborough? Was it going smoothly for you? Did you feel you were really starting to sort of get your feet on the table, if you like?
At the start, I'd done well in pre-season, so then just coming until the start of the season, it was just a big shock to me, you know, because it was so, so hard. I just thought, whoa, what am I doing? But obviously the first few games it started, it was really tough for me. But it was always going to be expected because I did play amateur league. I played amateur league 3 years ago, and then I played semi-pro with Glenville, and now I made the step up the pro. So it's been extremely hard, and it took me a year to settle in at Glenville as well. So I may have started too early, knowing the games at the start of the season, but obviously I'd done so well in pre-season that I had no other choice to start me.
Yeah, did you feel it was a bigger step up than perhaps you'd realised getting into League One?
Oh, it was so, so difficult. It was unbelievable. Sometimes I was thinking to myself, is it for me? Am I good enough? But that's just I would say I'm a confidence player. I play on confidence, you know. If people give me the boost and all, I really thrive on it. So it's just I really struggle to play. But as I say, I came from semi-professional from training two nights a week and playing on a Saturday.
Yeah. So you're going to need time, aren't you? Like any player stepping up. Obviously, when you get back from your injury, I guess you'd say, I need time just to get to grips with this. It's not easy to step up a good few levels and find your feet straight away.
No way, definitely not. Because as I say, it took me a year to settle in a Climble, and from then after the year, I just kept doing well and kind of scoring goals. That's what I think when people when they're saying for Peterborough, I think people thought he'll score loads of goals, just they just want me to score more goals and all. But they have to understand what league you came from, and obviously it's going to take me a good while to settle in a different country.